Okay, today is the 20th of September, Monday morning, and Mark is going to be reading his scripture. He's going to be reading from the 11th chapter of Mark today. And Mark, I'll just have you go ahead and read the whole chapter today. All right, so here you go.
When they came nigh to Jerusalem, pages the Bethany at the Mount of Olives, he sent for two of his disciples, saith unto them, go your way into the village that are against you. As soon as you be entered into it, you shall find a colt tied, whereon never man set loose him and bring him. If any man say unto you, why do ye this? Say ye that the Lord hath need of him, and straightway he will send him hither. And they went their way and found the colt tied by the door, a place where two ways met, and they loose him. And certain of them stood there and said to them, why do you loose the colt? They said unto them, even as Jesus had commanded, and they let them go. They brought the colt to Jesus and cast garments on him, and he sat upon him. And he spread their garments in the way, and others cut down branches off the trees, straw them in the way, and they that went before and they that followed cried, saying, Hosanna, blessed is he that comes in the name of the Lord. Blessed is the King of our Father that cometh in the Lord Father, Hosanna in the highest. Jesus entered into Jerusalem into the temple. When he had looked around about all things, and now the eventide was come, he went out to Bethany with the 12. On the morrow, when they were come from Bethany, he was hungry. Seeing a fig tree afar off having leaves, he came and packed that he might find anything thereon. When he came to it, he found nothing of leaves. The time of fig was not yet. Jesus answered and said unto it, no man eat fruit of thee hereafter. The disciples heard it. They came to Jerusalem, Jesus went to the temple and began to cast out them that sold and bought the temple and overthrew the tables, the money changers, seized them that sold doves, and would not suffer any man to carry any vessel through the temple. He thought, saying to them, is it not written, my house shall be called of all nations, house of prayer, but ye have made a den of thieves. Scribes and chief priests heard it and saw how they might destroy him. They feared him, because all the people was astonished at his doctrine. Evil was come. He went out of the city in the morning as they passed by. They saw the fig tree dried up from the roots, and Peter called and remonstrated unto him, Master, behold, the fig tree which they cursed is split away. Jesus answered, saying to them, have faith in God. For verily I say unto you, that whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed, and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, so believe that thou hast things which he shall come to pass, yet whatsoever he saith. Therefore I say unto you, what things soever you desire, when you pray, believing that you receive him, that you shall have them. And when you pray, may forgive, you have aught against any. That your Father also which is in heaven may forgive you your trespasses. If you do not forgive, neither will your Father in heaven forgive your trespass. They come again to Jerusalem as he was walking in the temple. There comes to him the chief priest, the scribe, the elders, saying to him, by what authority doest thou these things? And he gave his authority to these things. Jesus answered and said to him, I will also ask of you one question. Answer me, I will tell you why, but authority I do these things. The baptism of John, was it from heaven or a man? Answer me. They reasoned with themselves, saying, if we shall say from heaven, he will say, why then do you not believe him? If he will say of men, they feared the people, for all men counted John as a prophet indeed. They answered and said unto Jesus, we cannot tell. And Jesus answered and saith unto them, neither do I tell you by what authority I do these things here.